as I've been teasing and mentioning throughout the show, I'm going to be chatting to Alex and Liam of the Sugarland Express. They're joining me right now in the studio. How's it going, guys?
It's going well.
Good morning, everyone.
It's good. They're out the front the whole time. I was freaking out a bit. I couldn't find them, but they were there.
Ringing the doorbell.
Yeah, that's it. Knock, knock, knock. Your latest single, your second single, Party, has been getting a spin on the station.
Thank you.
One of my favorite tracks, and really nice. You can hear the sunshine emanating out of it, I think.
That's so nice.
So you recorded in your home studio.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Yeah, it was a long experience. We started the whole idea of the song maybe a year and a half
probably,
ago.
Yeah, probably roughly, yeah.
And just like along that time, we had released our first single, finished that, and then started on this one. And yeah, I guess we're just like adding bits and pieces along the way.
Yeah, you mentioned those bits and pieces. There's a ripping sax line in as well with Anthony, and even Winter McQuinn from Sunfruits, one of my favorite bands. What's that Third Eye family like? Do you guys collaborate a lot and help each other out?
It's definitely been a new thing for us. Like from our first release, we've been like in touch with Josh from Third Eye Stimuli. And we've kind of just been like, I don't know, kind of in that community, in that group. Been talking to like Winter Quinn a lot. Such great guys. And it kind of, led us to like messaging Winter Quinn, asking him if he'd be interested in like playing guitar for the track.
Mm.
Yeah.
How important do you think like labels like Third Eye are and just communities when it comes to being at a stage you're at right now when you are still growing, trying to build connections and...
Yeah, very, very, very important, especially when, you know, the bands kind of have that similar vibe and similar mindset as well. Like, so many cool bands with Third Eye, like Sunfruits, Noodle House, Ugars, Uplifting, but like, I keep going on, a bit of a plug for Third Eye, but you know, it's nice to have that community, especially in like New South Wales, Sydney, mainly where, you know, the DJ culture's kind of taken over a bit, but it's nice to have that psych.
Yeah, I mean, you're mentioning all those bands there. It's crazy when you think about it, how many great like 60s revivalists, like the Ugars, like Sunfruits. Where does that all come from? Like for you guys, was that always what you were playing? Was that kind of where you were drawing influence from, that late 60s or even early 60s side?
I guess so. I think like from the start it wasn't. I think as we were, like, because we've just been writing songs since we started, like it never really started off playing. And I guess it kind of just evolved into that 60s thing. We just grew and went in that direction.
Yeah, I think what's cool about all the like modern bands is that we don't sound exactly like the 1960s either. It's kind of like you can hear the influence, but it's also with like a modern take on it, which is makes it unique still in itself. It's not just like a redoing of it. It's still something original, I guess.
For sure. I think you can hear that in the track. There is that healthy sprinkle of originality, which you need, right? I mean, people don't want to just be listening to something that's been done before. Mm. It's cool. And, you know, we're speaking about that Third Eye fam. You're playing this Friday at the Lansdowne with the Uplifting Bellends. And how long is this, your first show, in a little while? Or
Our first show was last month. We played played a nice little show for our first show at, what was it?
Kelly's.
Mm. Cool.
But yeah, no, it's nice. Like, we've always wanted to play with these bands and...
At the Lansdowne too. It's very exciting.
Yeah, so it's a big thing for us. We're super excited.
Yeah, what can people expect from the set? A bit of a party?
Yeah, a bit
definitely.
Of a party.
Party, get ready to dance, get ready to boogie, get ready to twist.
So have a bit of fun.
Yeah, pretty much. Just
yeah, for sure. And there's still tickets available for that online, and I'm sure there'll be some on the door. Maybe we should spin the track then. It is coming towards the end of the show.
Sounds good.
Let's do it.
Let's hear it right now. This is Party by Sugarland Express.